All right. Good evening and welcome to our special board meeting on Monday, May 13th. It's just 6 o'clock. If I can ask the clerk to please take the roll call.
Trustee Corsini.
Here.
Trustee Cargi.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez.
Here.
Trustee Conti.
Here.
Trustee Hennick.
Here.
Trustee Gibbs.
Here.
President Odusi.
Here. Any citizens' comments? Yeah, we're not going to stand for it because it's a special meeting.
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to go right into the consent agenda. If I can get a motion to move the consent agenda items A through L.
I move to approve consent agenda items A through L as presented.
Second.
Okay, thank you. Any questions on the consent agenda? Hearing none, I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
I'll read it first. A.
No, you read it first, please.
I'll learn that before 4 years is up.
A, Village Board meeting, regular meeting minutes, April 22nd, 2019. B, Village Board executive session minutes, April 22nd, 2019. C, Older Americans Proclamation. D, Award of Base Bid Alternate Number 1 and Contract for the 2019 Street Improvement Project to Brother Asphalt Paving in the amount of $637,430.55. E, Award of Bid and Contract for the 2019 Sewer Lining Project to In Situ Form Technologies USA LLC in the amount of $139,104.60. F, appropriation of $300,000 in motor fuel tax funds for the 2019 IDOT Maintenance Agreement Resolution. G, amend Section 4 of the Village regarding cleanup changes to appeals of denials of stormwater detention permits ordinance. H, waiver of formal bid due to competitive quotes and award of contract to AVI Midwest for audiovisual upgrades for $87,982. I, fiscal year 2019 final budget amendment for capital improvement, capital equipment replacement, and Madison Street TIF fund ordinance. J, monthly department reports. K, monthly performance measurement report. L, village administrator report.
Okay. Thank you.
Trustee Gibbs.
Is there something missing in item J, amend section 4 of the village regarding cleanup?
Village code.
Okay. Okay. That's it. Yes.
Thanks.
Trustee Gibbs is yes. Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay. Moving on to item 4, which is the approval of the updated comprehensive plan. If I can please get a motion and a second to adopt the ordinance, and then we can discuss it.
I move to adopt an ordinance approving an updated comprehensive plan for the Village of River Forest.
Second it.
Okay, thank you. Okay, John, do you want to give any overview? I mean, anything that you want to add before I open it up to the trustees? Not that I want you to walk. We could probably get your microphones to sit down.
I'm sprinting right now. Just that over the last couple of weeks, there's been a few odds and ends cleanup emails and comments that have come in, primarily from the trustees, but a couple from a couple of other entities in town. Nothing that were material changes to the plan, just cleaning up language and clarifying a handful of different things. I've been in communication with Eric and Lisa to make sure all those were recorded as the new versions were provided to you. A list of those updates were included, but nothing that materially changed the plan, just cleanup items and rewording of a few things. So.
Okay, maybe I'll open it up for the trustees. Are there any comments or questions for John, since he's up at the podium, before we let him sit down?
I just had one question. So we changed the chart on page... Where was the chart about heights?
37.
Page 37. And then on page 103, it's not.
Corrected that this afternoon.
Okay. Yeah. So that will appear the same as.
Yeah, the changes, if you go back to the link that was provided earlier over your email, the new uploaded document will appear if you hit that link now with the change.
Okay.
I kind of thought the consensus was to get that box out. The last meeting, maybe
maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I know that you're trying to clarify the language, but I think it still is confusing. Again, if, I think the text is perfect.
Okay.
I just think the build of the box just is prone to, lends itself to confusion.
Direction, as I understood it, the board could clarify, was to add a little bit more language in the body of text, which we did, and then to reword a little bit of the table, but leave it in there with the revised text in the body of the document, providing context for the table. But the direction was to leave the table in there with some slight rewording, right, which we did.
Okay. So I thought we were getting rid of it. But
No, you want to keep it.
I think we footnoted the heck out of it. It seems like we've put every sort of disclaimer.
It's the longest titled table you will ever see.
Yeah, I'm not.
I was going to say the caption also changed too to reflect the public.
Switch the columns.
So while I think it may cause some confusion, I think with all of the added buffering, obviously we're going to have to go through process in order to get to that point. So
yeah.
In fact, the required process is now part of the title of the table.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and I what I've heard is pretty much consensus to keep it in. So any comment for John? Any comment on
great job.
Great, yeah.
Great accomplishment.
I mean, 18 months of really hard work.
A lot of eyes on it from a lot of people, and I think we were probably, if you had to put a percentage number on the ability to accommodate everybody's comments, I'd say we're 98% plus accommodating everybody's feedback, which is off the charts high. So great. Thanks to everybody for really looking at it.
Yeah, it's great, and it's a great accomplishment for this board. So thank you. Okay, there's no further questions or comments, so I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
Trustee Corsini.
A very enthusiastic yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Motion passed.
All right. Okay, let's go on to five. This is the amend Title IX of the Village Code, implementing the traffic control changes. So if I can get a trustee to please move and another second.
All at once?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
I'll make a motion to adopt an ordinance amending Title IX entitled Traffic Regulations, Chapter 3 entitled Traffic Schedules of the River Forest Code, Section 932. And a motion to adopt an ordinance amending Title IX Traffic Regulations, Chapter 3 entitled Traffic Schedules of the River Forest Village Code, Section 9-3-4. And a motion to adopt an ordinance amending Title IX entitled Traffic Regulations, Chapter 3 entitled Traffic Schedules of the Village of River Forest Village Code, Section 9-3-13.
I'll second.
Okay, very good. Okay, so maybe Eric, you want to just talk a little bit? We've talked about this quite a bit, but since we didn't get the money.
Correct. Yeah, so the board had previously endorsed the Safe Routes Plan, had signed off on that. We decided to hold off on any type of implementation until we found out about the grant that we had applied for through the state. We did hear back. The unfortunate news was we were not a recipient of that grant. So we are going to proceed with implementation at the village's cost. That was included in our capital improvement plan for this year. So what this will do now is go ahead and authorize all those stop signs and traffic changes to be implemented. John Anderson and his staff had started, my sister? She can wait. She's probably like, why are you at a meeting at 6? Lost my train of thought. So what we're going to do is bid out that the work of procuring all those signs. There's obviously 70 some odd stop signs we're putting in. So we're going to get some quotes on that, order all that in, and then implement that, the installation of those with Public Works. And then also any crosswalks and markings, that'll be done through a joint bid that's already been bid out through the Suburban Purchasing Cooperative. But those will all be coming back to the board because those are over $20,000. And the plan would be to implement that all during the summer so that it's all set so when the school year starts. So the bad news with good news with the grant was the good news would have been obviously would have gotten the money. The bad news is we probably wouldn't have been able to implement it until the fall based on IDOT's regulations. Now we'll be able to have that done by the summer.
Excuse me, do the stop signs include that reflective tape?
Yes.
And then just from a communication standpoint, because these are huge changes within the village, mm-hmm. So I'm assuming we're going to communicate the heck out of it. I think so.
Okay.
I assume we're going to communicate village-wide, not only to the schools, but to the Greater Village, just because it's going to be
right. We're talking about that right now because it'll be a phased implementation, so it won't be like a, you know, like a light switch and all the stop signs appear. It'll take Public Works probably a solid 30 days to get through all of that because we have to call the Julie locates in, get those marked, and then go ahead and put those in, assuming there's no other issue or emergency that comes up in the town that Public Works has to deal with. So, but yeah, we're working on in terms of what that notification is going to look like.
John, how many message boards do we have?
You mean the ones that have different signs? Okay,
electronic.
There's two of them, and then the police have one, and we have the big one right now.
Okay. Those would be a good source for the more contentious intentions that are getting new.
Good idea.
Coming into town on Lake Street.
Well, if we put them at intersections that are fairly populated, that people are used to not having anything, maybe.
Yeah, one of the things we're going to do when we put in a new stop sign, we put the orange flags up so people know it's a new stop sign, especially if the orientation of the stop switches, you know, from one side to the other, two-way stop. We'll do that too.
Because the more use we can get out of those electric things, the better, because they're pretty noticeable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think you're right, Carmel. I think the more we can over-communicate on this, the better. I mean, it's to our advantage as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're doing it for all right reasons.
And my only other comment would be is, I mean, obviously these are huge changes, so at some point you'll have to reevaluate, you know, we're assuming these are going to all work out perfectly and how we anticipated, but at some point you're going to have to do some sort of review and reevaluation and possibly make changes as you go along. So I assume that would be probably after the school
year
starts.
Yeah, I think we want to
give it
some time. Get through all the seasons. Conversely, I think the other thing we'd want to do is probably, I don't want to go as far to say we put a moratorium on stop sign installation, but unless there's some pressing need or emergency or something that we forgot, I think we want to give it a year with no new stop signs.
I think we all agree.
Yeah. So I don't think we
unless there was a glaring issue.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So traffic and safety will be.
But I think we would
have
that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But thanks to Traffic and Safety Committee because they really did put a lot of time and effort into reviewing these, you know, very detailed information, and to the staff, obviously, John, Eric, and everyone else. Mm-hmm. So it's a big plan. It's not only safe routes to school, but it is safety for our entire village. So I'm super excited that this is coming to fruition. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or? All right, then I'd ask the clerk to please take the vote.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Okay, great. Okay, so it's item number 6. If I can get a motion from a trustee in a second, and then we'll talk about the Civic Center Authority building study.
I move to concur with staff's recommendation to waive formal bidding and enter into a professional services contract with Cordigan, Clark, and Associates for a not-to-exceed amount of $25,000 for the Civic Center Authority Building Study.
Second. Okay.
So we had an update on the last meeting. As you recall, we had a working, previously in January, all the taxing bodies in River Forest got together and concluded that doing a study which would include a needs analysis of the taxing districts and private partners that are involved with the Civic Center Authority building would be a good thing to understand what those needs are now and looking into the future. From there, a working group was put together, myself, Dick Chappelle from the Community Center, as well as Carlos Sloan from the township, but she also serves as the head of the Civic Center Authority Building Committee. And so we sat down, we interviewed 5 firms that responded to an RFP the village had put out. From there, we narrowed it down to 2, all very good firms, but we were recommending Cord and Clark and Associates for this study. And so again, they'll come in as outlined in the memo. Their scope is to, again, do a needs analysis, look at the future, the current and future use of those taxing bodies, to put forward a recommendation on the size, the scope, what that building would look like, a general idea on how implementation would work, and then present that back to those taxing bodies, and then eventually back to the public as well. So that is at a cost of $25,000 plus reimbursable expenses. And so we're excited. We're excited about moving forward on this for the future of the community and for the village. Cordon Clark has not in recent memory done any work with the village, so a new set of eyes on this I think would also be good for us as well.
I think what's amazing is that you were able to get everybody together and agree on one firm. So that's kudos to you, under your leadership and Carlos and Dix.
And Mike was at that as well. Yeah. Sorry about that.
So it's really great, and I think it's a great collaboration between these taxing bodies. So now, did you identify once you get the study finished, what would be the next step after that?
So that's ultimately when the rubber will meet the road, right? So you'll get a price tag for it, right. And it'll be a lot of money, and from there we'll then have to decide the process by which we follow to see if we want to implement this, as well as sharing that ultimately then with the community to see, okay, here's the price tag. This is what you're going to get for that. Is this something that the community is going to buy into as well?
So when you talk about financing that, what does that look like?
That's a good question. I don't have that answer.
We'll bring you back for that conversation.
Yeah.
The million or maybe several multi-million dollar question.
Yeah, it's going to be in the millions of dollars, certainly. You have phasing issues out there on how you would build this because, and one of the reasons we like Cord and Clark is they had done previous work on early childhood centers, and there are components to dealing with the State Department of Children and Family Services that they have previous experience with that I think will help us in the community center organization, early childhood program, to work through all those types of issues that go along with that. But you're right, it would be a lot of money, and so how that's structured, I don't want to presuppose anything at this point because we're not there, but that right. will be a separate conversation with separate consultants.
Yeah. Okay.
And then just a strange question, but the footings on that and the foundations on that, does it allow for expansion upwards?
So that's part of the feasibility study is that they'll look at the existing conditions.
Okay.
And Cordon has their own team in-house that can handle all that.
Okay.
You, if I may ask, you mentioned there are public bodies that are going to be looking at this, and particularly as it relates to needs analysis. There are references of stakeholders, and I'm wondering, who are the stakeholders? Is it going to be only the public bodies that are participating at the very beginning, or is there going to be some process where the community will be able to listen or participate with any feedback as to what the center should be or what they want the center to be?
Right, so most of the stakeholders, as I see it, will be the governmental entities and then the private sector partners that are involved with the community center. So Opportunity Knox would be the one that comes to mind, and then the site program from the high school is kind of walks that line between public and private a little bit, but those are the folks that would be involved in terms of going back and meeting with a consultant and talking about their needs and what their expectations are. I see that as more of a technical dialogue, not necessarily a public dialogue, because they're essentially sharing their information. Part of the job of the consultant too is to try to find, for lack of a better term, economies of scale as it relates to the use of those facilities. So they're going to be looking at when the park district comes in, and I'm just throwing a use out of thin air here, but we need two gyms, and we need it at this time, and then the community center of the organization says, oh, well, we need a gym, but we need it at this time. So they're going to be getting all that information, almost like a matrix, kind of overlaying it on one another and saying, okay, where is their, economies of scale? Where do we have some duplicity, or where do we overlap? And they're going to be going through that as well. At the end of this, though, there will be a product that we would share with the public and say, here's a report, and again, we're relying on each of the public sector organizations through their own feedback that they've done, like the Parks District does surveys all the time to get information about what the needs are from their constituents. All that's kind of all coming when the taxing bodies all come in, and then ultimately there'd be a public report that we would share with everyone.
Okay.
And then the legal stumbling blocks, I guess, because this is not owned by a government agency, it's owned by the Civic Center Authority. So I know, but it's not funded by our tax dollars locally.
Right.
So, that's going to be kind of a interesting
sure.
discussion as part of this feasibility study, too.
Sure. What the governance structure looks like on a going forward basis is certainly part of that. And we've already had preliminary discussions, not to figure it out, but just acknowledge that that's something that we have to address. And so those are all good things, and I'm certainly not trying to diminish them at all, but we are, we're really at step
you
one
gotta,
of
yeah, you okay.
a multi,
crawl before you
yeah,
walk.
Multi-year okay. process here.
Multi-year.
Well, multi-layer.
Multi-layer,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe
multi-layer, okay, very good. No, I think it's a great opportunity for our village. So, okay, if I, hearing no other questions or comments, I'd ask the clerk to take the vote, please.
Trustee Vasquez.
Yes.
Trustee Conte.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
I previously objected to this when we first started because I don't think it's fair to the taxpayers that they're bearing all the burden of this cost when this, the community center is a prime beneficiary of this. And so based on that, I have to vote no.
Motion passed.
Okay. Okay, so we're moving on to item number 7, the Lake and Lathrop remediation plan. If I can get a trustee to move and second the...
Motion to approve the Lake and Lathrop site remediation plan.
Second.
Okay, great, thank you. I just want to describe it. It's really a simple...
So there's a... simple... Yeah, exactly. So there's a condition in the approval for the plan development for Lake and Lathrop that indicates... and states that a remediation plan needs to be reviewed, potentially modified, but then ultimately approved by the village board before demolition and remediation can commence. And so before the developer and the village have had a series of meetings and conversations recently, they are starting some of the interior demo work that's just kind of due diligence of demo that has to be done prior to any buildings can come down. But they have trued up with the county as it relates to their property taxes. So they're moving. This thing is starting to build some momentum here, which is great. And so they want to begin demolition, which they're looking to phase right now. They would do a phase one demolition that would look at the former Annie site and then the building next to the west of that, and then the what I'll call the Elsifar building in a phase two demolition. So as part of that, they have provided a remediation plan. That is what's in your packet this evening. I've had that remediation plan reviewed by Tom Hahn at Tetra Tech, who's the environmental consultant the village has used in the past. He provides some clarifications and some additional questions. There's some additional information we will want the developer and their consultant Pioneer to provide to the village, and that is referenced in there in terms of some additional boring, testing, budgeting, things like that. It's just things they don't have answers to right now because they're not at that point, but they are moving in that direction and those things are noted in the plan. So on some level, this is exciting. If remediation can be exciting, that we're finally starting
to,
if there's such a thing, that we're moving forward with the heavy lifting on remediation for this project.
Right. Well, they are.
There they are.
They are. This is just our contractual approval.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. So the questions at the end were asked by our environmental consultant?
Yes.
And are those answers acceptable to you
yes.
you and legal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then my only other question is walking by the site, there's only one business that's still operating. So is
correct.
There a lease buyout on that or what's the time for them to vacate?
I don't have a timeline right now. There is a process that's ongoing in the courts regarding the lease and the termination of that lease. And so I don't want to speak on behalf of the developer or the tenant, certainly, but they are working that out through the court right now.
Okay.
Whose green sign is that?
Might be the demolition.
The demolition guy.
Oh, demolition
person.
Guy. Does that comply with the sign ordinance?
I would have to go back and take a look. I don't know.
I don't even see it.
Yeah.
I just drove by yesterday. But the one thing I was surprised at, and it was a good question, is 423 Ashland. The NFR that has is just for undeveloped property, correct?
I'd have to go back and double check, but I believe so, yes.
So is it a concern, or isn't it a concern, that they're not going to do any testing at all to make sure that that's clean as we're defining clean now?
Well, they're not building on that, though.
I know, but some later person might want to. That's the concern that I have. So that.
What do you mean? Well, no, it's the access point for
development,
right?
Just in the future, at some point, the building is torn. You know, I mean, the concern I have is that we're leaving contaminated, potentially contaminated property that isn't really remediated. It's just covered over. And I thought that the whole point of this was to clean up that entire property.
Right. It's to comply with the state's site remediation program plan, which it still would do, though. So even though you're, so I understand your point, but you're asking, you're, so the question is, in 50 years, let's say the site, or, you know, 100 years, the site's redeveloped, and it's turned into something that's not a parking lot,
right?
Then what do we do? I think that's your question. And I would argue, and I guess I would just respectfully argue back and say, it meets the plan that's been put forward by the developer, meets the requirements under the state's program for the NFR.
Well, but in Patty's kind of Texas to me, 403B of the agreement says remediation is defined as physical demolition and treatment of the soil to eliminate contaminant materials.
Right.
Well, there's
that's right. And the agreement requires them to obtain an NFR to allow the project to go forward. And the project is the approved plan development. So they are not able to construct the project unless the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency issues an NFR, or they're operating under an NFR that already exists.
Right, no, but I understand that.
For
but,
the
but
proposed
I'm
use.
I'm coming to find out that NFRs really mean whatever, they don't really mean anything other than just simply, there's different kinds of NFRs is what I meant to say. And so what you're saying is that property will potentially still be contaminated after the $1.9 million is spent.
And when you say that property, you're referring specifically the current vacant lot that's on 423 Ashland.
That's the concern I have. I mean, it was always my understanding that we're using this money to clean up that mess. And it doesn't sound like we're cleaning up the mess that may be under 423.
No, we didn't allocate all. You can remember, that's what we had left.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you can't say that we used $1.9 million to clean it all up. Because
they are cleaning it up to the purpose that we're looking to serve.
It was never. I mean, you know, could we use $3 million? Sure, we didn't have $3 million. We had 1.9, and that's what we used for the remediation and demolition and the purchase of those properties. That's what we had available to us. So, all right. Any other questions on this? Okay. Hearing none, let's go ahead and take the vote.
Trust.
Before you do,
yes.
Because it involves two funds.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
And my firm represents District 90 as well as District 200. I'm going to recuse myself from this vote and ask the clerk not to call me.
Yes, thank you, Russ.
Thank you, Russ. Trustee Gibbs.
Yes.
Trustee Corsini.
Yes.
Trustee Cargi.
Yes.
Trustee Conti.
Yes.
Trustee Hennig.
Yes.
Motion passed.
Great. Thank you, guys. All right, so I think that ends our official special board meeting. So I'd ask someone to move to adjourn, and we get a little half an hour to
motion.
I move to adjourn. Okay, thank you.
Second.
All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. That adjourns our special meeting. We'll re-adjourn.